we got to be honest here. Mindset's something that you will always work on because your brain has one job. And that single job that your brain has is to keep you safe. So when you are trying to do something new, when you're trying to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, your brain is like, no, get back here. And it throws up obstacles. So every new jump in your business, you're going to have to deal with mindset. Every time you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone, you're going to have to deal with mindset.
It's Coffee Social, the podcast all about social media and business. And now, here are your hosts, Jonathan Howard and Mimi Langley.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jonathan Howard.
Well, hello, Mimi Langley.
Whoa, someone's perky today. What's going on over there?
It's just one of my favorite topics to talk about, other than storytelling.
Are you so excited?
So excited!
Because normally Jonathan's like halfway there with excitement, but he's like all the way there for this episode.
All the way. All the way. Last time I was all the way there was storytelling. Most other ones, I'm just kind of...
Listen, this is one of those episodes where it's like you have to have this in check. Forget everything else. This is like numero uno is your own mindset. So yes, we're going to dive into it, you guys. We're really, really excited to talk about this. We do want to start off with a little disclaimer that we are not, you know, professional therapists or any of that stuff. We're not, you know, anywhere near the medicine field, the medical field.
Yeah. Shit, I'm still working on myself. Oh.
So we just want to throw the disclaimer out there that anything we do share with you is really just from our own personal experience and what helps us. Had to throw that in there, Jonathan. Real quick, though, before we cheers, do you want to tell people who you are just in case this is their first time at Coffee Social?
Oh, my God. We're remembering at the beginning of the show. Well, yes, my name is Jonathan Howard. I'm the owner of Success on Social. Did I do the really serious one in the last episode?
I think so.
Yeah. I help successful female coaches reach their ideal clients on social media through short form video, sharing their story so that they can change the world. And Mimi, over to you.
I love that, by the way. You did a really good job with that. Hey, everyone. I'm Mimi Langley. I teach women in business how to host rooms, how to moderate on social audio. That includes LinkedIn audio and Clubhouse to really grow your business from the ground up. It's a great way to get visible and get some leads and make some sales. So that's what I teach and preach about. Jonathan, cheers, my friend. Anybody else, if you have a coffee or if you're cheers. Drinking tea, no shade to tea drinkers or matcha drinkers. We're here for it all. We have to sip. Hold on one second.
We have to sip.
I mean, that's a proper cheers, right? Even though I forget all the time.
I might need another
coffee. Yeah, we should probably get the Keurig going.
Waiter.
Oh, wait, hold on. Excuse me. You don't have a Keurig. You have a Nespresso.
I have a Nespresso, yes.
Nespresso, please sponsor this podcast. I'm just manifesting it for us now.
There you go.
Love Nespresso. I think the closest I got to a Nespresso was Kohl's. Do you remember that store, Kohl's?
I do. We still have one here. That's where I bring all my Amazon returns.
Oh, no, it's not Kohl's. It's Bed Bath & Beyond. You remember Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah.
And you could sample. Out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the closest I ever got to an espresso. My dreams were coming true. Okay, you guys, let's talk about mindset. So we're having a little bit of fun right now, but it may get a little deep, you know? So, Jonathan, why don't you set us up with, you know, let's talk, like, why should we even care?
I mean, we got to be honest here. Mindset's something that you will always work on because your brain has one job and that single job that your brain has is to keep you safe. So when you are trying to do something new, when you're trying to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, your brain is like, no, get back here. And it throws up obstacles. So every new jump in your business, you're going to have to deal with mindset. Every time you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone, you're going to have to deal with mindset. So if you don't have a strategy and ways to deal with it, you're not going to be successful in business because we need to push ourselves all the time.
I mean, yeah. Jonathan, that was so perfectly well said. You know, with business, there's a lot of great moments. There's a lot of fun, excitement. I mean, it's like sometimes it's like you're on this roller coaster of like, just like, I can't believe I'm experiencing this, you know, and it's great. But you're going to go through. There is no one out there that is an entrepreneur that has never had down moments, that's never had self-doubt, you know, that's never felt like I feel like a failure. That's never gone, like there's no one. Everybody experiences it. And there's some people when their mindset is not thick enough, not strong enough, they get taken down. And it's really sad and really unfortunate. And we don't want that to be you.
So. Right. Because you all have amazing things to give. I'm not going to lie. It can beat you down. There are times that I felt like, hell, there's times this week I felt like quitting. There's times last week I felt like quitting. But you have to have the mindset that says, I can do this. I know that I can do this. Here's how I can do this. And just to get you past that.
One, I mean, honestly, and I witness it. I watch you, Jonathan, and you watch me. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely, you guys. Okay, let's jump into kind of, you know, the first tip that we would share about managing your mindset, you know, when you're feeling like this, when you're feeling defeated or you know it's going to happen, especially if you're in launch mode or something and you're trying to hit a certain amount of sales. One thing we have here is invest in yourself. And that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, right? We all have a different meaning when it comes, when we say invest in yourself. For me, something different that I'm doing this time around, and I can just tell, Jonathan, that it has made the world of a difference. Number one, I've been investing in my health, my wellness, first and foremost, right? Like fitness, right? I walk every single day. I've been walking every single day for months now. And that has transpired so many things in my business, believe it or not. You wouldn't think that they would align together, but they do. And then the other piece of me investing has been, I've been investing in an energy alignment healer. So shout out to YoFit. That's my girl. And she really keeps me in check. Like she really, anytime there's any bad negative energy, I know that I can turn to her, you know? So what about you, Jonathan? Because you've talked about this in the past, in past episodes about investing in business coaches, et cetera. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's so important that every entrepreneur has a business coach because they're going to be the person that will help you get through the tough times. They're the people that have been through it. They're a few steps ahead of you, so they know the way. So when you look at it that way, you're like, oh, okay, I can make it through. They're going to help me. They're showing me the way. They're your guide. Investing in a guide is going to make things so much easier. But the other thing is investing in yourself, learning, getting better at your craft, all of those things, and they come from making mistakes. It comes from YouTube University. It comes from actually investing in a course that's going to help you set up an email sequence or a coach that's going to help you do what you need to do in your business. That's investing in yourself. And that is one of the best ways, best investments in your mindset, because then you know you can handle it.
I love that. That's so good, Jonathan. Yeah. So we hope that that piece, we hope we're encouraging you, you know, a lot of us have money blocks. Like we do. I'm going through that right now. Like I have a lot of money blocks and that's what has prevented me in the past from actually spending money on certain things that I probably should have spent money on a long time ago because I was scared. I was nervous. I was, you know, all the things that money blocks brings to you. So anywho, invest in yourself. And again, that can mean whatever you want it to mean for yourself. The second, you know, tip for managing your mindset through business, that is, this is this one, Jonathan, you're a part of this one for me. And that is having a group of creatives, entrepreneurs, people who get it. Like they understand the mind of an entrepreneur. I know it's like, we want to laugh at that, but we're on a whole nother level than most people who live their day-to-day lives. So like, how do you feel about that? Having your go-to people?
Yeah. And you need to have a small group of go-to people because if it's too big, then there's too many ideas bouncing around and it gets too much. But a small group of go-to people that you know, they have the same wave. They're on the same wavelength as you. They're not your friends and family that don't care about your little business that have 9-to-5s. And because they're not meant to care about your little business, they're meant to do their 9-to-5s. They don't understand what you're going through when you're launching. It's not something they do in 9-to-5. So having those entrepreneurs that understand, that care, that connect with what you're doing and can advise you and help you on the journey, because it's a journey and you're going to fall and you're going to need to get up and you're going to need people to say, hey, you got this. Don't worry about it. You're going to need people to say, maybe if you try this one word differently, it will land better. All of those things, that comes from the entrepreneurs in your circle and your coach, and you need that.
Yeah, I love that you brought up, like, you know, yes, family is amazing to have, right? Like, if you're lucky enough to have a good family, like, it's amazing to have, right? And your spouse is amazing to have, and, you know, but
they don't get
a lot
it.
Of them, wait, what?
They don't get it.
They don't get it. Like, they look at you like, oh, okay, that's just me dreaming again, right? Like, they look at you like you're not living in this current world, like you're living in fantasy land. Like, wait a minute, like, you want to write a book? You know, like, you want to start a podcast? Like, what are you talking about? Like, Joe Rogan is a podcaster. Like, you want to be a podcaster? You know, so they, if you're watching YouTube, Jonathan's being hilarious right now. But it's true, you know, and sometimes, you guys, this is true. Sometimes you reach out to the people that you're hoping will uplift you and they tear you down even more. And you're already in a messed up mindset because something defeated you. You feel defeated and you go to this one person hoping that they will pull you up and they take you even further down. And we don't need those people in our circle, not when it comes to business, maybe other things, but not when it comes to your business. So it's so important to find people. How do you find people, by the way, Jonathan, if they're just starting off? How would you, what do you recommend?
You know, honestly, networking, things, there's great opportunities. I still, social audio is one of the best ways to meet people, that are in business trying to do things. Just around your neighborhood, hell, just leave your house. And I'm not one for leaving the house, but hell, leave your house and you're going to find people that are willing to support you because they're doing the same thing. They're trying the same stuff. And I'm going to say this, and I'm the harsh one, but if somebody is not willing to support you in your ventures and they're not respecting your boundaries and your dreams and your beliefs in one area, then they're probably not worth it for any area. So why let them bring you down when you can go higher than them? They're just holding on to your coattails. Let them go. They're weighing you down.
Maybe that's a... for some of you listening in or watching in, maybe that's some confirmation that you needed to hear today. I love that, Jonathan. So good. For me, finding people, number one, social audio. I agree with you 100%. There's so many people. I mean, there's so many people on there that want to connect and that there are entrepreneurs. And I think it's one of the easiest ways because everybody from all over the world will get on social audio. So it's a great way to meet people. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this line that you have here. And I like this a lot.
So many of us feel like, oh my God, this failed. I'm over. Oh my God, yes. This failed. Nobody joined. This sucked. I'm going to throw it out. And you got to remember, it's not all or nothing. It's one step better each and every day. If you're getting one step better each and every day, even if nobody joined, you learned something. You did something different. You made a difference in maybe somebody's life that's going to come back to you soon. So it's not all or nothing. It never will be. So one step better each and every day.
I love that. Like that's just even just talking about that. See what we mean about being amongst other creatives and entrepreneurs. It's like right there and then if you're going through a crap moment right now, like just being reminded of that is so beautiful. Like it can change your mind in like 2 seconds. It's crazy how fast it can work. So I love that. So good. So good. And that also applies to posting something on social media and getting no reach, right? Like we're in the world of wanting to go viral.
Screw going viral. Reach your people by being real and all that stuff. I don't want to go, we'll do a screw the going viral episode, I'm sure. But really what it boils down to is you want to talk to your people. And if you're talking from the heart, you're connecting from the heart and they get it just like you get it, that's what matters. Yeah. That's makes the difference.
I love that. By the way, if you are worried about sales, if you're in a sales funk right now, like you just haven't been selling and it's really getting you down, we have a whole episode about failing at sales. So we encourage you to listen to that one.
I had to go re-listen.
Me too, all the time. I love you. All right, let's go ahead. We'll go into a commercial break. Keep an ear out for these commercials because they keep the lights on, but also we want you to take action. One of the commercials is about what we just talked about, having a community of fellow creatives that you can bounce ideas off of. And then the other one is about showing up and delivering your message to your people. So we'll go ahead and roll the commercial break and we'll be back in a few seconds, you guys, to continue on talking about managing your mindset. Take it away.
I rolled it. Who you roll it. Somebody's rolling
keep,
it.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Do you remember that song?
Yes, I do. Sadly.
Oh, stop. I love Limp Bizkit.
I don't know if you're like me, but I'm a busy mom with big dreams. I feel like I have no time in the day to write my book or start my blog. That's why I signed up for the Girl You've Got This Action Over Perfection community. It includes dedicated co-working sessions to get things done, brainstorming sessions so you don't drive yourself crazy, and social audio trainings to learn more about gaining visibility and making sales. Check the show notes for a link to sign up.
Tired of being overlooked on social media? Ready to be seen in the crowded marketplace? Attract your ideal clients and increase your impact. The Signature Membership combines all the tools you need to level up your presence, share your powerful stories, and have a bigger impact in the world. See the link to join in the show notes.
Okay, you guys, thank you for listening real quickly to those commercials. Again, they keep the lights on, so we'll put all the links in the show notes for you. So let's continue on this conversation, Jonathan, about managing your mindset. And the next one that we have here is keep on keeping on, keep on creating, mm-hmm. right? Keep doing the things that are filling your cup, right? And before you know it, gosh, so much can come from just taking action and being in action, right? New ideas come, sales finally come. I mean, there's so many benefits to just keep creating. What do you have to say about that, Jonathan?
Yeah, keep creating. And the other thing is, if it drags you down, it's time to outsource it. And one thing that my coach actually reminded me of, and it's important to remember, if it's going to take you more than your hourly, so say you would have to spend 20 hours on it, it's going to be whatever you pay yourself an hour. If it's going to be more than that amount of frustration, of money, you're actually losing money by not outsourcing it. So pay to outsource it. And you'll feel so much better about your business, what you love to do, and you'll be able to create money in that time. So instead of losing money because you're doing something that you don't love to do and it takes you longer and all those things, you'll be creating new opportunities, creating new connections, and actually making more money in that time, thus making your hourly much more worth it.
I love this angle that you just talked about, because check in with yourself. First of all, why is your mindset feeling this way? Why are you feeling this way? Have a little bit of self-awareness. Sometimes you just need to take a pause to kind of get that self-awareness. Why is this, you know, making you feel this way? And honestly, some of it, sometimes it's the feeling of just being overwhelmed, stressed out, not feeling like that's not your strength. That's your weakness and you still have to do it. And so I love this idea of outsourcing. That can really save your mindset. Really. I love that.
Yeah. And Mimi, how many times are we in a room and we say, when I make enough money, when I'm making enough money, I will hire this person?
Yeah.
Why not cut to the chase and hire that person? Because then you'll be able to make enough money to pay for that person. You'll find a way. It's
manifesting. And probably make more. Probably yeah. make more.
You know? It's manifesting by taking action.
Yeah. So. I love that. Such a good point. Basically, at the end of the day, we want to eliminate the things that bring you down. That's really yeah. what we're trying to do here. So
exactly.
But having
you know
self-awareness.
What's bringing me down?
What?
There we go. I was going to say that my blazer is not buttoning over a t-shirt. That's bringing me down right now. I got to start walking like Mimi.
Walking every day, everybody. No, I love it. You look fabulous, by the way. Thank fabulous. You. Love the t-shirt. Rent the Runway?
No, I own this one.
JCPenney. Okay. I know. Saks Fifth Avenue. I already know. okay. So the next, you know, way to manage your mindset that we want to bring up. Yeah. This is something you have.
So this is really important. And I think it's something that we often miss and we start to beat ourselves up. So know that every single challenge you face, you already have the tools, the skills, and everything that you need to overcome it. You've already been given it. It's already presented itself in a different way in your life. And now, or it's presented itself in the same damn way and you didn't learn the lesson the first time, you got to learn it a second time. But now you're just reapplying things that you've learned in a different way to overcome that obstacle. And when you do things like that, it allows you to, one, be innovative and creative and be successful and do the things that you like to do, but two, it's not as much of a challenge because you see that, you know, you just got to look at what you've already got in your toolkit. And maybe you'll learn a little extra something, a little extra this, a little extra that. But you got it. You always got it.
I love that because I think we don't realize sometimes what we have actually accomplished and what we've been through and what we've gotten through. I think because a lot of us don't take the time to reflect and really go backwards and look at all of that stuff that we've done. But here's a quick thing that you can do if you haven't thought about it yet. And that is kind of have like a folder or something where you can turn to be reminded of your accomplishments, just anything that's just going to do a quick reminder of who you are and how bad ASS you are. Right. So Yeah, I love that, Jonathan. Do you have one of those, by the way, a folder like that?
I do. And I have a lot of really cool things in there that, you know, sometimes I go back way back to like when I was working in college bookstores and I was like, did things that nobody else had done. I was the youngest of this or, you know, and while they don't necessarily apply, they remind me that I can accomplish things, that I do things that I did. For me, I always say this, and like, I've already changed the world. So Now it's my opportunity to help others do it. And I know how to do it because I've done it already. So If I feel like I, you know, I'm getting beaten down, all that stuff, I go and I look at that and I'm like, I did this. I can help other people do this. And other people probably have better stories than me. So why not?
I love that. And also have testimonials in there, you know, have those comments, because there are going to be times again where you put out something and it's like crickets. Right. Mm-hmm. But, and so it makes you think, do people even care about what I have to say anymore? Like, is this making a difference? And so if you can go back and look at those comments, that man, oh man, can they really help you with your mindset? So good, Jonathan. Okay. Let's talk about, this is the last, you know, way that we have right now. We probably will do a part 2, 4, 10, 20.
17. Yeah. We haven't said mindset. That in a while, yeah.
I know. I was bringing it back. This one we have is, you know, lean into, you know, your faith or something, someone that can help you shift your mindset. So we just talked about having that folder of, you know, your accomplishments and your testimonials. But like a lot of us, I mean, I'm a believer. I turn to God a lot. I lean in on him. One thing I also love to do is go on YouTube, and I love like watching YouTube compilations of, you know, sometimes college speeches, like from like Denzel Washington, like graduation speeches. That's what it is. Those are good. If you guys need something to listen to that will pump you up, graduation speeches are amazing. Even Oscar winning speeches. Like I love watching people, you know, they're usually really motivating. I like to do that. A life-changing book. I know, Jonathan, you like to go back to a lot of the same books. Like what's that one? Give us one book that you like love that always reminds you for your mindset. I can't remember what the name was.
Oh goodness. Well, I would say, take the Leap.
Yes. That one. Yes.
That's probably one. And I've read it a couple of times and each time I take a little something away from it. One of these days I'll get Einstein time. It'll make sense to me. And, you know, but yeah, I mean, an inspiring book, an inspiring movie sometimes.
Yeah.
Podcast, maybe. Could they come to an inspiring podcast that talks about mindset and business? And that would work.
From two New Yorkers?
Two New Yorkers, yeah. I mean, that could work. What else? Oh, and this is a big one for me. And you should, I think everybody should do this all the time. And it's a great way to celebrate your wins and all that. Journal. Take the time to journal.
Yeah.
It's I love really, it. And, really healthy.
Well, that and also getting it out of the mind, right? Like just releasing it. That's how I look at journaling sometimes. It's like, I'm just like, stop being in here. I need you to get out. I need you to go away. Mm-hmm. And so some people will take it as far as they'll write it out on a piece of paper, like crumble it up and set that thing on fire. Some people bury it. Like some people take it really seriously. Like
they do. They do. And one more thing I want to share, and this is something that I've been noticing a lot more this year with myself and how I've been operating. Lean into how your brain works. If you've got an ADD brain, lean into it. Let it do what it's going to do. Don't fight it, because for so many 40 some odd years, I fought it and I would end up like half completed tasks everywhere. And by not fighting it, it allows it to work better. It allows me to figure out what I want to get done and what really matters to me personally and get things done. So just leaning into the way your brain works. And that's different for everybody, you know, and I don't know how ADD I am or not ADD I am. You know, it's just how I feel. I'm all over the place. What? Shiny squirrel. But
we love you.
Yeah. But that's just lean into it and it makes life easier.
Yeah, I love that so much. Yeah, all of this, you guys. I mean, this is why we come and we share, because maybe you haven't tried something out yet and it could completely change your life. Maybe you've tried it out and it just doesn't work for you and your brain. That's why it's so important to test things out for yourself.
Yeah. And I don't wake up early in the morning, so that all of those.
Oh my gosh! Please, jump in cold water. Please listen. Well, I do want to do the cold plunge. That is on my list of things. Yes, we're doing it.
No,
we're going to do it. You want to do it?
No, I don't even go into water that's 78 degrees. No.
No. Let's do it. Okay.
No.
All right, Jonathan. I think, honestly, you know, we want to try to keep these episodes digestible, as you guys know. And if you're new here, we'd like to not go too long. We want enough just so you can take it away and remember it and digest it. And so, Jonathan, let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Do you want to share with people how they can kind of stay connected with us?
Well, I mean, I guess they can follow us on IG. And by the way, all these links will be in the description. Subscribe and follow on YouTube. Give us five stars. Yes, five stars, because Mimi loves stars. anywhere you listen to your podcast, so your favorite podcast platform. And what do we have, Mimi?
Well, the most important question of them all, and that is, are you Team Mimi or
Team Jonathan?
Don't you walk away. See, oh, I even sorry, covered it. I'm not even going to let you say it. No, I'm not going to let you say it. Like, don't, beep, not? Bleep.
I'm the one that edits this. Team Jonathan.
You better keep that in there. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for your support. All right. Bye, Jonathan Howard.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Mimi Langley.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Mimi Langley.